Jay's going old school back in Milwaukee, taking on the Brewers tonight. And you got Alec Manoah on the mound. And a lot of focus on the catching position, clearly, with Alejandro Kirk doing what he's doing, Gabe Moreno doing what he's doing as a young stud, and to tee up the series. We're joined now by our TSN Blue Jay reporter, Scott Mitchell. What's up, Scotty?
You know, not a whole lot. I think everyone likes a little interleague play, a little bit of a break from the unbalanced schedule over in the American League. So it'll be interesting to see. They've got a good staff, so it's a good test.
Any blading in Milwaukee?
No blading for the foreseeable future, unfortunately. So I kind of skip the hot months. It's a little too hot in the Midwest to be blading around. So. No, thanks.
Okay. All right.
Scotty, with this Kirk character, is it like the movies where it's like the young player who was very like quiet and didn't say much, and then they morph into the movie star, celebrity player, and now he's got jewelry and a security team? Like, how's the evolution of this guy within the clubhouse and just his overall demeanor?
Yeah, you know, he does kind of have that that major league feel where he shows up kind of ragtag and everyone's like, who's this guy as he's walking through the parking lot? So, yeah, I mean, look, that was 2020. I think a lot of people kind of, you know, believe it when you see it with this guy just because of the body type. And, you know, there's not a lot of guys like him around these days. And, you know, I think everyone knew he could hit. And, you know, even a couple of years ago, I thought, you know, even though he was so young, I thought he could play a role at the major league level. And, you know, surprisingly, somewhat he did in that shortened season. And then last year, never really got a chance to get going. He had that hip kind of groin injury and, you know, just could never really find his footing. And I think now you're seeing a guy who's, you know, showing how comfortable he is in a major league box against major league pitching. And, you know, the at-bats are just so, so professional. And, you know, he drives the ball the other way, he can turn on it. You know, he's got pop, he's got contact ability, and, you know, the numbers are crazy right now, but I don't think they're that out of line with what's real for this guy. And I think the best thing, you know, over these last 2-3 months for the Jays, and, you know, and it could end up being in a couple different ways, is just his defensive stride, because, you know, he's become a very, very good pitch framer, and he's become a guy who, you know, isn't a liability at all back there. And, you know, I think that is going to, you know, kind of really throw an interesting wrench in the Blue Jays' plans, because I always thought he was kind of maybe the most likely to get dealt, just because, you know, he was kind of a bat-only guy. You can peddle him off. But, you know, right now you got three very well-rounded catchers who can all hit pretty well. And, you know, I don't know how you trade Alejandro Kirk or Gabriel Moreno. And then, you know, Danny Jansen is the guy that they trust with the pitching staff the most as a veteran kind of guy back there. So, you know, it's an interesting group, and, you know, Kirk is the real deal, man.
Well, I was going to ask you to play the role of Danny Jansen, and when you consider the way Kirk is playing and the hype around Moreno, what's running through your mind as you're on the IL and you're Danny Jansen right now?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, look, I think he knows how much the coaching staff values him. He knows, you know, what these other guys bring, and, you know, I think the unfortunate part for Danny is, you know, he mentioned this back when he got hurt with the oblique back in April. He thinks he figured something out last year when he came off the IL with a hamstring at the end of August. And, you know, the numbers kind of bear that out. He is a guy who is clearly, you know, for the bar of what you need to hit for a catcher. You know, this guy's clearly a major league contributor with the bat. And then he's pretty well-rounded, too. So, I mean, you know, if you're Danny Jansen, you got to wonder, you know, how is the coaching staff, how is the front office going to weigh and value things moving down the stretch here in terms of, you know, is my, you know, work with the pitchers and, you know, kind of the leadership value and the intangibles enough to keep me in this mix? Or, you know, are these two young kids going to run with it, and are the Blue Jays going to kind of go with, you know, a 22-year-old and a 23-year-old behind the plate when you're, you know, a legitimate playoff contender? So it's a real interesting situation. And, you know, I don't know that it's going to be cleared up over the next 6 weeks. I think this might be one where you just kind of ride these guys into the offseason and hope somebody knocks your socks off at some point.
With Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter. So the lineup came out about an hour ago, and obviously the elephant in the room is who's leading off, and it's not Springer, and who's playing in center field, and it's not Springer. So George Springer's out tonight. He's been dealing with elbow soreness. you know, if it's a game or two, okay. But coming off a day game where they said we think he'll be okay and ready for the weekend, all of a sudden the panic sirens have got to be going off here, don't they, Scotty? Like, what's up with this guy, and what are you hearing on Springer?
Well, yeah, given his track record and what happened last year, you definitely pay attention more than most. But, you know, I haven't heard that it's anything other than just, you know, general kind of, you know, making sure that he's ready rather than, you know, rushing him back in there. And, you know, if you don't need any sort of IL stint for 10 days, you know, giving him another day may not be the worst thing in the world. But, yeah, I mean, anytime you hear elbow soreness for a pitcher, you got to be worried. Anytime you hear it for, you know, an outfielder, you know, it's not as concerning, but, you know, these things do happen where, you know, outfielders, you know, get hurt just like pitchers do. And you got to hope that it's nothing structural and it's just something, you know, that's kind of nagging at him over the last couple of days to a week. So, you know, stay tuned. I think with Springer, we've seen sometimes that, you know, these things tend to snowball maybe, you know, a little bit surprisingly. So, you know, anytime he's not in there, you pay attention. But, you know, haven't heard anything other than just, you know, making sure that he's good to go when he does get back in the lineup.
Scotty, quickly before we get you out of here, are they going to start signing, like, ex-MMA fighters to one-day contracts to deliver the lineups to the umps? Or what's this? What's going to go on here in the future? Just ex-cons go out there and beat up some umpires, and then it doesn't matter if they get suspended?
Oh, man, I think the Blue Jays definitely wanted to send him a message that day to Eddings and, you know, let him know what kind of job they thought of his behind the plate. And, you know, that was an atrocious, you know, effort by him and a professional umpire in this league. And, you know, I think when you look at some of the issues this year, I think it's, you know, it's kind of got a, you know, a little burr under their saddle. You know, you've seen this coaching staff with the expectations kind of, you know, argue with umpires a little bit more this year. And there's been some, you know, times where it's definitely warranted. So, you know, you'll have to ask Guillermo Martinez and the coaching staff how, you know, how planned that was and you know, how much they wanted to go out there and sacrifice one of these guys just to get their message across. But, you know, now he'll sit for five games and he's a little lighter in the pocketbook because of it. But, you know, I think that one warranted a little message sending for sure.
Yeah, and it would sound as if he got that message across, and baseball and the umpire union probably heard it very clearly. So we'll see what comes of it into the future, and it'll be a fun one with Manoah on the mound tonight. Enjoy it, Scotty. We'll do it again soon.
All right, fellas. You too. Take care.
Scott Mitchell, our Jays reporter.
Hayes, you brought up Springer. Does he not scream of a guy that kind of needs some Kawhi treatment? It's like, I know Jays fans don't want to hear that. Second year, two of a long-term contract, big money, but it just seems like he's going to be hurt all the time. I don't know what that baseball version of that would look like, but maybe they got to think about it.
Well, I think, listen, ever since he got here, he's been injured. Like, no literally, kidding. He didn't start last season because he was injured.
It typically doesn't get better.
No, he's had injury problems throughout his career, and he had a lot of injury problems last year. This year, he's had injury problems. Nothing significant that's led to him missing, you know, a big chunk of the season. But, like, elbow soreness, that's the kind of thing you hope after a couple of days of treatment, you're like, okay, I'm okay. Like, he's missed some time here. They had a day off yesterday, and he's still out tonight. As of now, you know, you don't have to completely panic. But let's be honest, the Blue Jays, like every other team in pro sports in 2022, they're not dying to be transparent about anything. No. So, I'm nervous about this guy. Like, I'm nervous about how available he's going to be in the future because he's a huge piece. They got to have him.